Advocates and state representatives held a press conference Tuesday to convince members of the Health and Human Services Committee to vote down House Bill 265. If enacted, doctors would become felons if they abort a minor's pregnancy without consent from the minor's parents or legal guardian. Orlando Democratic Representative Anna Escamani says House Republicans are looking to ultimately ban abortion in Florida.
The reality is that ever since Governor Ron DeSantis was able to appoint 3 new justices to Florida Supreme Court, shifting the partisanship to the hard right, our colleagues who oppose access to an abortion have wanted to test the courts with legislation.
Current law only requires parents or legal guardians to be notified. If the law is adopted, Planned Parenthood's Lauren Brenzel says it will put vulnerable teens at risk.
The young people who don't tell their parents are young people who are abused, young people who are neglected, young people who don't have a relationship with a guardian or parent, they're unhoused. And these are the people that this bill would most impact.
Supporters of the bill claim that teens aren't mature enough to decide the life or death of their unborn child. Mary Corden agrees. When she was young, Corden had an abortion without telling her parents.
If I had notified my parents, they would have supported me, but I was afraid that they wouldn't.
Corden says the procedure was traumatizing and wishes her parents could have been there.
And I really regret my abortion. And also, I now peer counsel young ladies who are also suffering from post-abortive syndrome. And it's a real thing. Maybe not for everybody, but there are hundreds and thousands of women out there who suffer this.
Post-abortive syndrome is when women feel guilty, depressed, or even suicidal after having an abortion. Advocates for the bill say teens need their parents to provide emotional support to get an abortion. Under the proposal, teens can petition the court to get an abortion without consent, and doctors could perform the procedure without consent if there's a medical emergency. The bill passed the Health and Human Services Committee. Now it's ready for consideration by the full House. The Senate version has yet to be heard. For WFSU News, I'm Robbie Gaffney.